Lansing Community College has gained national acclaim in recent months for its program that trains military medics to continue their careers after their discharge. LCC's Military Medic to Paramedic course is designed to help veterans who were previously denied college credit receive civilian certification. In the 18 months since its first class, Lansing Community College has attracted applicants from across the country, and in April, LCC was recognized at a White House forum as a national model. Joining me to talk about the so-called MM2P program is Lisa Ferris McCann. She directs LCC's Basic Emergency Medical Technician program. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for joining.
And also Margie Clark of LCC's Health and Human Services Division. She is dean of that division. Hi, Margie.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for inviting us.
Sure. It's a pleasure to have you both here. I did a story on the launch of this on WKAR a couple of years ago, so it's great to to catch back up with you. Margie, this program is still quite new. Remind us of the origins of it.
Well, I can tell you it started almost 12 years ago where a nursing program director was reviewing transcripts of a military medic coming in to the nursing program and seeing all of the health education that these veterans received and no college credit.
Wow.
And that really begged the question. And so from that point back in 2001, I'm going to fast forward up to about 2009, where we received some dollars from an earmark, $190,000, with some assistance from Senator Levin. And that money we put to use to develop this crosswalk to identify what is the accurate and right field in terms of taking the military medic to the next step in the health career. And we found that it was the paramedic.
And was that incumbent on the college to really stay with it and pursue this opportunity and
Absolutely.
Keep this in front of elected officials, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, because as I said, it was back in 2001 and we never lost sight of it. And in fact, between 2001 and 2004, we developed an advanced standing nursing program that took paramedics, licensed practical nurses, and respiratory therapists to complete the RN in 11 months. But what we didn't lose sight of is the military medic, and we needed and knew we needed to bring them in because they were a critical component of someone who is highly trained, highly educated, and under-credentialed. And therefore, what we did is studied their curricula in the armed forces and found three matches in the armed forces. In the Navy, we found the corpsman. In the Air Force, we found the pararescuer. And then in the Army, it was the 68 Whiskey that allowed us to compare their curricula to the paramedic and found this match of 40% to 60%.
Very
and when we did that, we found, hey, this is an opportunity to get them to the paramedic in 6.5 months.
Lisa, how is the program going?
Oh, it's going very well. We have an entrance class coming up of 40 candidates, and we have another one that's filling very quickly in June of 2014. I suspect another 40 candidates there as well. But the interesting part about this program is that it gives those military medics the credentialing that they need to get into the job market. Because, you know, as you know, Mark, unemployment among veterans right now is 28%.
Mm.
And so now we can get them into the job market. They can stack another degree on top if they want to continue with their education. But here's an entry point. And here's an entry point to make a good living and still continue their education on into other fields of healthcare.
Now, are you competing with other community colleges or other schools that offer any similar kind of program, or is this really unique to LCC?
I am very proud to say that we're the leader here. There really isn't another program in the country that is like Lansing Community Colleges, and we could not do it without the support of folks like Senator Levin and Secretary Volrath and those folks who have come, put their time and their energies behind our program to get it going and get it up and running. And it's just amazing how the family that kind of keeps you going.
That's great. How many have you graduated?
We've graduated 15. And those were two pilot programs. We deliberately kept them small because it was new ground for us. And we wanted to make sure that we kind of worked the kinks out and got everything set so that the incoming classes that are coming now forward at 40 apiece will benefit from those pioneers and those trailblazers and the lessons that we have learned.
How much of these veterans who apply for the program, Margie Clark, how much do they know like what percentage do they know in order to get the degree? Do they know, is it 20%?
It's actually,
can you generalize
yes.
there?
We've actually been able to map it out, and they have 40 to 60% of the knowledge of a paramedic to sit for that licensing exam through their military experience already. And they leave the military without a credential, so they can't work. Mm. And this program, as Lisa had mentioned, is what's so unique about it is we're giving them college credit for what they have already learned.
Yes.
And we're evaluating it through a competency-based evaluation with a cognitive exam over 2 days so that we can prove that they have the knowledge of what we're going to give them college credit for on their transcript.
This is called an experiential learning credit.
Absolutely. And I'd like to add that when we developed this program and with these small pilots, what we learned is we needed wraparound services to really embrace the veteran as they entered LCC. So beyond this program, we have a veteran services area in our student services, which is focused on bringing the veteran in, getting them transitioned into college life, which is very different from being in the military where you follow directives as opposed to being an independent, autonomous learner.
But you're saying that formed around this initiative.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
That right?
Okay. And it helped us see what we needed to do for veterans coming in.
Excellent.
And our Board of Trustees recently supported an initiative for us to expand our program. So we are expanding to the 40 in the fall. So this is all, it's all good news for us, not only here at LCC, but for the veterans. The bottom line is they can be educated and working within 6 months, 6.5 months. They can enter a nursing advanced standing track and within 11 months complete an associate degree in nursing. While they're in that associate degree of nursing program, they're actually concurrently enrolled in a bachelor's completion program.
Now, you've had 15 graduates so far. Do you have some kind of feel for what these folks are doing? Are they getting right into the workforce, or are they sticking around for the additional education? Is there a pattern there yet?
They're doing both.
Okay.
We have graduates that have gone to physician's assistant school. We have graduates that have gone into the advanced track nursing program. We have some that are staying in the field. But what we are most proud of is that every single one of them was offered a job before they finished their internship. So they got out into the field to do their internship, and our employers in the area were so impressed with their skills and abilities that they offered them a job before they even had a license. So I think we're on to something here.
Really exciting. Wow. Talk about the national shortage of first responders, Margie.
It's significant. And, you know, often you'll hear a lot about nursing and physician shortages. Of course, nursing is the largest healthcare professional group. So we hear a lot about that. But that shortage extends to all areas of the healthcare in terms of the paramedic first responder. The shortages are even present with paraprofessional roles, nurse aide, respiratory therapist, radiography, and it continues up to every hand that touches the patient. We have a national shortage in all fields.
You mentioned the services. The services that accompany that you've started for these veterans, have you delved into measures to address PTSD or any of the trauma that a lot of veterans have?
Oh, absolutely. All of the faculty members that teach in the military medic program are all former military. And that creates a bond very quickly with the students because they speak the same language. Additionally, the wraparound services that we have, the college, we're beginning to look at referrals and working with the VA to help the folks that need to have someone reach out to them. And when they get into the civilian college life here, sometimes it becomes a little difficult for them to reach out and say, I need to talk with someone. And so we're very selective in that the faculty that we put in there, that they would be able to recognize that and they might talk to them a little easier. And it has worked. We have had a couple that we've been able to refer to and get them, you know, keep them going.
That's a really great success story. I lost my train of thought here. We're surrounded by just enough stimulation here. It's very easy to get distracted at Common Ground. Does the program, here's what it was. It was does the program still feel like a pilot program, Margie, or do you feel like you're coming into your own with this thing?
Absolutely not. We are no longer a pilot. We are seated in what we need to do. We were able to do that through our first class and our second class to determine what needs to be added or deleted. And we're finding the skill set of these individuals to be very high. And at this point, what we may find is we may be able to award more experiential credit. And so each cohort that comes through, we're going to be able to determine where is that set. And we like that it provides a range, because in that range, these veterans that come in, if they gained a skill outside of perhaps their job duty in the military, we can provide an opportunity for them to show us that they have the knowledge, and we can give them credit beyond what we've even scripted at this point.
How about that? Really cool. Margie Clark is Dean of LCC's Health and Human Services Division, and Lisa Ferris McCann directs LCC's Basic Emergency Medical Technician Program. We've been talking about the MM2P program at LCC. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.